I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It's 48 degrees.
Got things looking pretty good on our freeways now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, some Utah parents are upset that masks will continue to be required in schools despite the statewide mask mandate expiring on Saturday.
John Wojcik joins us live with the story, John.
Yeah, Amanda, many of these parents are pointing to the relatively low transmission rate of COVID-19 in schools and contesting that kids shouldn't have to wear masks after the mandate ends this Saturday. Current guidelines stipulate that masks will remain required for K-12 students until June 15th. Governor Cox has said that parents need to consider the possible ramifications of taking masks away from schools.
If we were to remove masks, there are a whole bunch of vulnerable kids and vulnerable parents who would have to take their kids out of school. And we don't want that to happen.
It should be noted that according to the Utah Department of Health guidance, local school boards or county councils do not have the legal authority right now to end mask requirements. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The state law that ends pandemic restrictions in Utah says there are three tests the state has to meet. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says it won't be long until we've met all three.
Representative Paul Ray, the sponsor of House Bill 294, says the infection rate per 100,000, the number of COVID-19 cases in hospital ICUs, are already below the levels specified in the law. The third test is when 1.63 million prime vaccine doses are allocated to the state.
That was a mistake we made. We didn't define what a prime dose was. It was any dose allocated to the state of Utah.
The law allows counties to have their own emergency restrictions to stop the spread of COVID, but Ray says it does not give cities that same authority. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The Minneapolis police chief has taken the stand in the Derek Chauvin trial. He said the officer's knee on George Floyd's neck violated the department's policies and training. But the defense team says it was the drugs in Floyd's system that caused his death. ABC's Alex Perez is in Minneapolis with what we heard on Wednesday.
The defense playing this clip from body cam video for the state's lead investigator, Special Agent James Ryerson.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Did it appear that Mr. Floyd said, "I ate too many drugs"?
Yes, it did.
But the prosecutor not buying the argument, playing an earlier, more extended portion of that same tape for the investigator, who then had a different answer.
Having heard it in context, are you able to tell what Mr. Floyd is saying there?
Yes, I believe Mr. Floyd was saying, "I ain't do no drugs."
11 current and former members of law enforcement have now testified against Chauvin.
The trial against Lori Vallow and Chad Daybill appears to be delayed. The trial was scheduled to start July 12th, but now Chad Daybill's attorney has requested more time to prepare. The couple is currently facing two counts each of conspiracy to conceal, alter, or destroy evidence in connection to Lori's children's deaths.
Authorities are investigating two fires set near homes in Bountiful. KSL-TV's Mike Hedrick has more on what authorities are calling a case of arson.
Concern from firefighters after they say somebody started two fires just behind some homes in Bountiful. Investigators found multiple ignition points in North Canyon Park, along with a lighter and a spray bottle. The fires were started just a day apart and were put out quickly. Still, though, firefighters say it is a big concern as we get into some of these drier months ahead.
Anyone with information about who started those fires is being asked to reach out to the South Davis Metro Fire Department.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. No rain in the forecast, but you can expect temperatures to fluctuate a bit over the weekend.
Well, we do have a couple of cold fronts moving in, but they're both looking dry. The first one comes tomorrow. It'll bring our temperature down about 10 degrees, so you'll feel the difference. And then yet another front will cool us right back down on Sunday. We're not expecting wet weather with either of those fronts. Next chance for wet weather at this point could be the middle of next week. We will certainly keep watching that.
Grant says temperatures will be in the high 60s today before dropping tomorrow.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.